Away we go on the podcast. Welcome to it. America is facing a thing called a debt ceiling where they may not be able to pay the interest from the trillions of dollars of loans that they have.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, but I read this week, and it's quite an unusual story, from the US Mint. If they get to the point where they can't pay their bills, they will just make a trillion-dollar coin. The Mint in the United States will make $1 trillion.
This is Pauline Hanson's idea.
Is it really?
You know, when she was like, well, if we're out of money, print more money.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, when she says that, I kind of go, that's a good idea.
Hitler did it and ended up people – he used to have to take a wheelbarrow full of German currency to buy a loaf of bread. So in the end, it doesn't work very well.
Right.
But
it does wonders for wheelbarrow sales.
Like, it does. Yeah. What would you do, Spider, if you had $1 trillion coin burning a hole in your pocket?
Oh, you know what?
Oh, man.
I'd play massive games of heads and tails.
How big do you think the coin is? It's just a regular size coin.
Yeah, but it'd be so good. Imagine a full room, you got $1 trillion coin there. Yeah. And you say, last one standing wins the coin.
It's like coming
spinner.
And
you've got everyone up and heads, you've got to put your hands
spinner.
On your head. Yeah, come in, spinner. And you got your, for heads, you put your hands on your head.
Yeah.
For tails, you put your hands on your ass.
Yeah.
And
yes.
You go, rightio,
okay.
Heads or tails, last one standing
okay.
Wins.
I like that.
Why wouldn't you just keep it? Why would you give it to someone?
Because it's fun.
$1 trillion.
What am I going to do with $1 trillion? I won't get a cent of it. Let's be honest.
All right, then fine. Give it to Bridget then.
Bridget, what would you do
are
with $1 trillion?
Coin games with it first? Because my best coin game, which I love, is a game where it's so fun to watch, is when you put the coin, you've got clothes on. Let me just start off by saying that.
Okay.
You put the coin in between your bum cheeks and then you got to squat, like walk into the middle and try and drop it into a shot glass. Into the middle of a round.
Yeah.
You know,
a bullseye.
Yeah. And it's the funniest to see people concentrating, like shuffling, holding their ass cheeks together, trying to get over to a shot glass. The final is a shot glass.
Do you have to – is it easier with clothes on or harder?
No, it's all right. I think it's hard with jeans and things like that that it's hard to get kind of push it up there.
Yeah.
But it is was the start of COVID. But but honestly, it is the funnest game because you watch people shuffling and then trying to release their bum cheeks.
For $1 trillion, release that cheek.
Yeah.
Benny, do you have a theory?
No, well, I'll tell you what I won't do, and that's put $1 trillion in my bum.
Why not? Give it a go. It might feel amazing.
Imagine. Tell you, you have a lot of people chasing it.
Yeah.
The Bank of Ben's ass.
Yeah.
What a deposit that would be.
Oh, what would you do?
Ever since I was a kid, I heard this theory that if you dropped a dime off the New York
Empire State Building,
that it would go at least 2 feet into the concrete. I wonder what $1 trillion would do.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Would you do it if you could recover it?
Need to know the answer to this question so bad.
What
I don't
happens
know.
If when you drop it off, that it bounces back up and smacks you in the head?
Well, I'll have my answer and $1 trillion back.
I was going to say, none of us deserve $1 trillion with our answers, really.
No,
do we?
But of all of them, I think it's yours that I like the most. Drop it in a bucket with your bum. That's the new game. Yeah. Hey, it's time for Conspiracy Arcus. He is Australia's biggest conspiracy theorist. And today he's got a problem with Clive Palmer and with Don McLean, the singer of American Pie and Starry Night. Spider, unfortunately, has 2 games of golf this weekend and has injured exactly the wrong part of his body for it. And because it's a Friday, we absolutely love to bring you quotable quotes, which is all the screw-ups, muck-ups and something or other ups from the week. Pete Evans is not the biggest conspiracy theorist in Australia. His real name is Conspiracy Arcus.
My name is Conspiracy Arcus, and if you're listening to this, I'm probably already dead. Sorry, ladies, but if I'm still alive, just remember, I'm like the deli at Woolies. Take a number, you will get your turn. I will make love towards all of you. Number 36. 36. Nah. Okay, 37. Number 37. Everybody knows that Clive Palmer's new $40 million super yacht is really a spaceship. But did you know Clive Palmer is an alien and he's going back to his home planet soon? And like all the other billionaires, he's taking 50 lucky humans with him into space. Okay, it's as his food supply, but at least that's what me mate Dunga reckons, eh? Dunga's on it, man. He's plugged in, dude. I have the proof in my laptop. I hope Clive takes that singer Don McLean into space. I don't like... Look, here's the thing. He's a singer who wrote that. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee for a baby, but my baby was dry. I don't like Don McLean, eh? I hope the alien zombies from Planet Clive dine out on Don McLean's brains. It's just a snack, you know what I mean? I just read this on news.com.au. Don McLean's, he's retiring. He reckons Don McLean's is retiring with his 27-year-old girlfriend. He's disgusting, man. 27? That is so old. This is no example to set for young rock stars just starting out, like 5 Seconds of Summer, dude. That's a 50-year age difference. It's not enough. What is Don McLean dating old fogies for?
38 is number 38.
FBI!
Peaceball,
peaceball!
Get the Don McLean albums on con. I'm 36.
Hey, 36, this is awkward, but I was very worried about you.
Look, I'll let Spider explain it, but he's got 36 holes of golf to play in the next 2 days and he's injured one of his hands. Find out how right now. Put that middle finger down.
Yeah, well, I've got 2 games of golf this weekend. I haven't played golf for, I reckon, 5 or 6 months. And I enjoy it, but just haven't had the time to be able to get out there and play.
Two games this weekend.
So I'm going away with a group of mates today up at Bribie Island, going to play there. And then tomorrow, come back. And at Helensvale Golf Club, they've got a day for the Jared Lyle Day. He unfortunately passed away with cancer.
Oh, no.
And it's a fundraising day for kids with cancer.
This is a festival of golf for you.
A festival of golf. Mm. And look, as I said, I enjoy it, but I don't play a lot. So here I am ready to play this weekend, both today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't believe it. Yesterday, I thought I'd clean up a bit of the garage. Mm-hmm. And I put my hand in a box that's got a broken basin in it because we're doing some renovations.
Oh, no.
I didn't know it was broken at the time. And as I've put my hand down inside the box, it is sliced the end of my finger. But it hasn't, like, no good for stitches. It's actually like a potato peel.
Like a cheese grater
injury.
Like a cheese grater injury.
And I couldn't stop the bleeding, and I told the doctor, you know, put it above my head and fixed it all up and everything.
Mm.
But now it's my middle finger, and I can't hold the golf club properly, and I've got to play 2 rounds of golf with this aching finger as it is. Every time you hit it, it's painful, but I can't pull out. Like, it's only a couple of days.
One of your partners, too, today doesn't know, Flan.
I am.
And he is super competitive and wants to win.
He's going to be. He's going to be very, very disappointed.
Yes.
But
big dog on you.
There's nothing you can do. Like, I'm just going to have to try and play. I will be playing injured, but I don't know what the swing's going to be like. If it's going to be any different. Putting might be okay, but every time I'm going to be afraid that, you know, every now and then you might hit the ground a little bit. And if it jars the club, it will absolutely kill my finger.
It will.
Bridget, we don't normally go to watch amateur golf. But this one could be
Let's commentate it.
We'll just rent a cart and drive around next to him.
Let's do it.
Schadenfreude.
Yes, that's right.
Taking joy from other people's pain. Well done, and you said it right.
You said it right instead of Frankenstein.
I know.
Okay.
But we want to know, you know, the timing isn't the best. But
no.
When have you got injured right before what?
Oh, no. This will be full of tragic stories.
Yeah, like, were you going away? Were you getting married? Engagement? Was it a birthday party? Oh. We want to know when you got injured, the night or a couple of days, the right before what? You got injured right before what, Bridge?
I got gastro. Sorry for the visual. The last day of working for Crazy's Comedy Restaurant, I ran that bar for 5 years. I was on like $10 an hour.
Yep.
They'd put on this big spectacular, you know, drinks, everything afterwards. I got sick. I couldn't even turn up for my farewell.
No. What a shame.
And it was over. Like, that was it.
That was it.
Done.
Gonski.
Done. Gonski.
It
out.
Done. Gone. Forget. Yeah. I was a best man for a great mate's wedding, and he was marrying a single mum, and they're very much in love, and she had a little boy, and she went up to the venue, and we stayed at their house the night before the wedding, and we were looking after, it was the first time he looked after their little boy on his own. Mm. And we're out in the backyard, and he gets on the trampoline, this kid, and I've gone, no, hop off, mate, hop off. And he's going, no. And he's, my mate's going, nah, it's all good. I'm standing there holding this kid's hand. He's only about four, and he's jumping. I'm holding it, and he just let go, and he started bouncing backwards away from me. And I remember going, no. So he went off the end of the trampoline, and his feet hit the ground, and his face went smack on the metal outside the edge.
Oh.
Two gigantic lips. We couldn't even get him to put ice on them, and we had to put paddle pop in his mouth.
No.
Page boy.
Oh, love it.
First up the aisle.
David in Upper Coomera, what happened when you got injured right before what?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I got glandular fever 2 days before my 18th birthday.
Oh.
My doctor's suggestion was don't drink any alcohol. So.
Oh,
serious? You can only have a half yard glass.
Did you listen?
Cured it with alcohol as I could drink.
You cured it with alcohol. Okay.
As you would.
What's for glandular fever, too?
Yeah. There's a lesson there. I'm not sure what it is, kids. Karina. Let's go to Karina. In Upper Coomera. What happened, Karina?
I dislocated my knee Christmas Eve while wrapping presents and then had to cook Christmas lunch for 16 people.
Oh, no, that is not good. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of food, dishes, everything. Oh.
Yeah.
Can I ask, how did you do that while you were wrapping presents?
I'm very, very clever.
Obviously.
Good answer.
Okay.
Let's go. To accept that answer.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, did this happen to you, Ron?
Okay. Years ago, I was on an army training exercise and put my foot through a hollow tree stump, putting me on crutches.
Yeah.
This was 2 days before our grand final hockey match.
Oh.
Spewing.
I was on crutches. I went out on the field. I played. I went out on the field with a crutch under one arm and a hockey stick in the other, and I still scored the winning bloody goal.
Hey.
So harden up, Spider.
That's it. Do real men play hockey on crutches?
Apparently they do.
That's right.
A magnificent sporting story.
Isn't it?
Oh. Let's wrap the week up. It's quotable quotes. It's all the things that we said that we screwed up.
It's time for quotable quotes.
We have to do this, though, to round out a Friday, and a couple of things happened in the news this week.
Yeah, it did. Australian cricket team's really struggling at the moment in the T20s. Labuschagne, one of our batsmen, he went into bat, and unfortunately, this is how well the Aussies are going. It just got him on the middle stump.
Oh, and that, could say something there, but I won't.
As we see him lying on his back
laughing.
In the middle of the wicket.
Brutal.
Oh, no! Yeah. He was down. He was out. He was gone. And
it actually
got him
lodged in there.
Oh, it stayed there.
Stopped.
Yeah, it didn't move.
And he fell forward, Bridge. And yeah. I think any commentator that laughs in that moment, that batsman should be allowed to go up to the commentary box and whack them in the sack.
Sack whack.
Okay, well, Anastasia Palaszczuk, I don't know how many ways she can twist for people to get vaccinated. That's her big campaign. She's out of regional areas.
Mm.
Look, she has a lot of spin doctors writing a lot for her. I think she was pretty proud of this one. Sounds like this was a middle-of-the-night one. She got the pen and paper next to her bed and went, I'll write this down. This is for my press conference tomorrow.
The storm is coming. Think about being in this storm.
Yeah.
I can't look after you if you won't hop on the lifeboat. So just think about that. We need everybody to get on the lifeboat and we'll be protected.
I'll never let go, Chuck.
Yep.
Okay, Benny. Everyone features good this week.
Really?
He's up. Wow. Spider was up first. He was making up all sorts of things during the week. This was was one of your best.
Okay, ready. So this is what they do. This is, it's just come to my light. The fact
I'm sorry, what?
It's just okay.
All right. So years 11 and 12, which up to now been a mystery to you.
I should have maybe done year 11 a few more times and maybe year 12 a couple more times.
Almost.
Come to my light.
Yeah.
I like it.
Now, one of...
it's a keeper.
Playing had a couple of...
Oh, this has just come to my life.
There we go.
He's this giant sort of bloated, almost Michelin man sort of type of statue.
Yeah, it's like a big,
but it's bronze. You know what colour bronze goes. Mm. But this statue is naked. And you can see its genital region.
Now, only one person famously gets to say that on this show, and that's Spider.
General Tories.
So Flan's trying to steal Spider's gear. He's also dropping other terms we haven't heard on this show in
come,
a long time.
Come on, then.
Arse clown.
Right. Oh, that's right.
I can't even remember who that was.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
It could have been Rod in the newsroom. He was making up words too.
The Tweed LGA does not have the same double vaccination.
Oh, yes.
Vaccination.
Television Spider, you
Rodney.
Said it.
Spider said it the week before. You're stealing his gear too, mate.
Do you want me to start writing your news for you, Rod?
No, thanks, Peter.
It sounds like you did.
It's funny, actually, this banter between the two of you, because it was on fine form, in fine form in our game, name that year, our early morning quiz.
Rod Stewart had his star installed in 1997.
Hmm. No. The most wrong out of all of us is Rod.
Thank you.
That means I'm the correctest.
Sorry, the what?
The what? Yeah.
The most correctest.
Oh, wow. There's a cream you can get for that.
I think the winner of Quotable Quotes this week, though, was Tom Tate, our man.
Oh, yeah.
He gave us a few little insights.
It's going to be a wet one.
No, he actually told us about, his experiences at the Yatla Drive-In?
Mate, just this year, I mean, we got high tide and a bit of rain and mate, and the full moon. They are breeding. Like,
bloody
full moon. Mate, just like they do at Yatla Drive-In. It's just going off, you know? Yeah.
So, Tommy,
the best.
Hang on a minute.
They're breeding like the Yatla Drive-In.
See, I've been staying at the Yatla Drive-In.
Figuratively speaking.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tom can't win the meat tray, though.
Yes. Oh, who does?
The meat tray winner is Madison from Labrador. We were talking as well during the week about getting to school in the weather and getting picked up from school by your parents.
Oh, yeah. Because the storm hit right on school pickup time.
Yeah, back in our day, we used to just have to walk through it.
Getting to school, honestly, we used to change the bus at Mitchelton High School, and with all the tough kids. There was only one bus, so 3:20, that was it. If you missed it, tough cheddar. Never got kept after school because of that reason, which was a great thing. But I'll tell you what, I used to get out there with dirt roads. So when
How
you got
far?
Dropped off at the... about an hour and a half, so it was just in the middle of the sticks. It was just kind of Mount Nebo. So then I had another about 15K to walk, so if Dad didn't pick me up from the trucks and my mum had either forgot or whatever, you just walked, and if it was raining...
There you go. That's the end of us. 92.5 FM is the frequency you should go at 5 o'clock on weekdays, every day on the Gold Coast Triple M.